are so sweet.
That's Allie Dennis. She's a senior at the University of Alabama, and she came to adopt a puppy from Metro Animal Shelter in Tuscaloosa right before her final school year starts. And that's Copper, the puppy she's meeting. She gave him his name. He's a very playful 3-month-old German Shepherd lab mix.
You do like to play, huh? You do like to play.
For Metro Animal Shelter, Allie adopting Copper would be a huge help. Thomas Somm, the office and programs manager at the shelter, says they're literally overflowing with animals.
Just the other day, the entire garage area was full of crates all the way to our garage door, which is all overflow, so it's been rough.
The summer months are the season for puppy and kitten births, and they have tons of dogs and cats and even a couple of hamsters. Shelters in the Gulf South tend to have a lot of animals in general. This is partly because of the lack of access to spaying and neutering, especially in rural areas. High poverty levels also mean people can't afford to take care of pets, or they live in housing that does not allow any. That's why shelters in these states usually transport a lot of animals to other states with fewer animals. But during the pandemic, there's less transportation happening. Metro Animal Shelter said their next transport will only include about a third of the animals they usually send.
Transports are a big lifeline for us, and when that slows down, it hurts. It really does hurt.
Another problem is staffing shortages because of COVID, says McKenna Yarbrough from the national group Best Friends Animal Society.
We're hearing stories of some shelters having to shut down because their entire staff has been exposed.
In Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Southern Pines Animal Shelter stopped taking in animals at one point due to staffing shortages. Companion Animal Alliance in Baton Rouge is also stressed with the massive number of animals coming in. Emily Jackson is the shelter's communications director.
We have 416 cats. We have 3 chickens, 2 horses. We've got plenty of rabbits.
And that was before Hurricane Ida. Now they're preparing for an influx of animals from other shelters affected in the area and from animal control once they start picking up strays again. The shelter is hoping to encourage adoption of all these pets by offering $15 adoption fees, now through September 19th. They completely waived adoption fees back in July. That campaign was kind of successful.
We adopted over 140 animals in just 5 days. But for reference, within those same exact 5 days, we took in 127.
To alleviate the problem, the shelter even does weekend fostering, a program where people can foster animals just for a couple of days to get them out of the shelter. Back at Metro Animal Shelter in Tuscaloosa, another college student named Allie Learink, also has her eye on a puppy. She asks if she can adopt one and keep it at the shelter for a few days. The adoption counselor, Megan Stavros, says no.
I didn't think so.
We need the cages. I mean, you guys don't go in the garage area, but we have, like, dogs literally in kennels right now because we don't have enough space. So, like, once they're adopted, we want them out if we can.
Shelters like this one are doing their best to get those animals out of kennels into homes. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Eva Tesfaye.